Gold lines form the outline of a crown. Hallmark Media. Hallmark Media presents Madeline Arthur, Robert Bazzocchi, Kate Drummond, Rosie Simon, Allegra Fulton, Karn Kaura, Reed Price, Richard Utroz, and Eric Close. Title: To Have and to Holiday.
Stunning. Oh, gorgeous.
Oh, I love.
I've seen enough. These designs are fresh, forward-thinking, and fashionable.
Congratulations to Celeste Palmer, the newest designer at Gala Valley.
Confetti falls from the ceiling. Celeste drops a glass of champagne. In reality, she stands up holding a mug. A gray-haired woman walks past Celeste. Celeste grabs her portfolio book and follows her. The gray-haired woman answers her phone.
Jocelyn, hello. Yes, Pier 59, next Thursday, 5 p.m.
Directed by Stacey N. Harding. Celeste stands in the hallway looking disappointed. The sun shines on New York City. People skate on a crowded city rink surrounded by skyscrapers.
No, Tracy, I know I said I would show Marina my book, but it's fine. I got my stuff and said goodbye, and the job was supposed to be temporary. I gave up my apartment. I've been staying at Jason's. Oh, and I knit the baby a cute little hat because I figure, boy or girl, it's gonna have a head. Oh, I've missed you too. Oh, I just wish Jason could see Everly at Christmas. We're just not spending Christmas together. Tracy, I'll, call you back.
Okay. Last night you said that you were bummed that we couldn't spend Christmas together. I was too. So, I took off from work, and it's Christmas! Is it too subtle?
I leave for the airport in an hour.
I know. That's why this is dramatic pause. 60-minute Christmas! We have 60 minutes to cram in as much Christmas as we can. Ready?
Yeah, I was built for this.
Okay. Wait, no, don't, no.
Oh, wow.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring. And you know the rest. Okay, time for presents. Let's go.
Ah, oh, Christmas cinnamon churro, my favorite scent.
The 12-ounce size, only the best for my lady.
Oh, I love it. I just wish I got you a gift from the convenience store downstairs.
Jason passes Celeste a wrapped gift.
Sorry for the wrapping job. I must have been in a real hurry.
Oh, highlighters? I could use these.
Hey!
Jason opens a box, revealing a tree-shaped pizza.
A pepperoni Christmas tree!
You have time for one bite. Oh, it's hot.
Celeste eats a bite of pizza.
That's really good.
60-minute Christmas really flew by this year.
Celeste smiles at Jason.
I don't want it to end.
What if it didn't?
I just miss Thanksgiving. I have to go home for Christmas.
I know. And I know we said we make long distance work, but we have no plan. I don't know when you're coming back. That already sounds like way too long. I have all this time off for the holidays. I mean, the last few months been amazing. So if it's all right with you, I'd love to spend Christmas together.
Really? But what about your parents?
I've spent a ton of Christmases with them. I haven't spent one with you. Besides, New York is just busy, and your hometown sounds so peaceful.
Snowman heads in my office. Red gumdrop people, green gumdrop people, please remember to alternate colors on Santa's roof. Thank you.
Okay, I know you both are feeling the stress of planning the wedding. It's a lot. You're a team. You're a great team. You aced my marriage boot camp, so don't let the wedding get in the way of your marriage, okay?
Pastor Mark, you're the best.
Thanks for always being there for us.
Yeah, there is nothing more magical than a Christmas wedding. Okay, see you soon.
Thanks.
Wreaths and garlands decorate the inside of a church. Mark walks inside.
Hey, Pastor Mark. Okay, so the candy cane walkway is good to go. And the town square Christmas tree still needs...
It's all taken care of. I've already put the lights on hold. I'll settle up with them later.
Okay.
Everyone, can I have your attention real quick? The festival could not open tomorrow without you. It's 3 weeks before Christmas, and we are already ahead of schedule, so thank you. This is going to be our best Christmas festival yet.
So, you must be excited for Celeste to come back. Does that mean she's home for good?
Well, unfortunately, she's had to give up her apartment because she couldn't find a more permanent job. So, it's for good.
Really? That must have been hard on her.
Yeah. You know, she was never happier than when the two of you were together. Why don't you come over after dinner tonight?
You really think she'll want me there?
Yeah. And I never really understood the breakup anyway. Felt like more of a pause. Mm. Yeah, come over. She'll love it.
I'll be there.
Dean, I am going to make this the best Christmas she's had in years. I mean, everyone in town's going to be so excited to see her. She is never going to want to leave. It's just going to be the three of us again. Me, Judith, and Celeste.
Thank you. Talk later. And we're both sitting first class. I told you, I know a guy.
But I know the best guy.
Okay. Now it's time to prep me for meeting your parents.
Right. So my mom is going to love you. My dad, he might need some time, but don't worry. He is a teddy bear.
No, you're wrong. And I can show you the permit in my office right now.
I'm the mayor. I approved the permit. The nutcracker is a foot too tall.
The red gumdrop people measured it.
I thought the green gumdrop people were supposed to do that.
Mark smiles.
I'll fix it.
Thanks, sweetie.
Judith kisses Mark and wipes his cheek. A bird's eye view shows a car driving along a curved riverside road, past a church, and toward a cluster of houses beside the water.
It's weird that meeting your parents means meeting the pastor and the mayor.
Well, deal with it, Buster. I'm a big deal around here. So, they met in junior high. Mm-hmm. Both are real smart. Too smart. Their love language is bickering. And don't worry, trust me. This is gonna go great. I love you.
I love you too.
Celeste and Jason kiss. Celeste rings the doorbell.
Oh, that's new.
Judith and Mark open the door.
Hi, Merry Christmas!
Judith and Mark stare at Celeste and Jason. Jason smiles and waves. At night, string lights decorate the outside of the house. Jason, Celeste, Mark, and Judith sit at a table and eat dinner. Jason glances around the table as Judith and Celeste eat soup. Mark frowns. He looks toward Celeste and sees a 6-year-old version of her with a big bow in her hair. Mark smiles.
This house is so charming. I love all the different pieces.
Ah, Celeste prepped you well.
It's been in my family for ages. All these pieces have been passed down from generation to generation.
So, Jared.
Jason.
Where do you plan on staying while you're in town?
Oh, I thought he could stay here.
You're welcome to stay in the basement.
Thank you, sir. Pastor, sir.
How about some dinner music? Play classical music.
Mom, you can talk normally to the Bluetooth.
She thinks because she bought it for me for my birthday that she can tell me how to use it.
So, how did you two meet?
Backstage at New York mm-hmm. Fashion Week.
One of my clients designed sportswear.
And I was steaming dress after dress. It was chaos when...
When she steamed me from head to toe.
Oh, I was so embarrassed.
I was wrinkle-free.
We started off as friends.
And then that changed pretty quick. Just felt right.
Jason, I love that suit.
Thank you.
Yeah, looks expensive.
Well, I can get you one half off. I know a guy.
Thank you. I have plenty of suits. Now, Jason, we have a lot of catching up to do, so what do you say to a lightning round?
I say, hi, lightning round. Let's do this.
Job?
Yes.
What exactly do you do?
Marketing.
And you can get this much time off?
I can work from anywhere.
Where were you born?
New York City.
Family?
Yes. Well, only child. Parents are traveling.
Exactly how long have you been dating my daughter?
3 months. But, feels like we've always known each other.
So not that long.
I should also say that I'm sorry for the last-minute change of plans. I really wanted to spend the holidays with Celeste, and I thought getting to know you and Judith would be a nice bonus.
Well, that's very sweet.
And where'd you go to college?
Columbia. Dad, can the lightning round please be over?
I thought you told me that he went to NYU.
That's where I went to graduate school.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Wait. You knew about this?
Well, I knew there was a guy named Jason who went to NYU, and they went on a few days.
Yeah, the Christmas festival starts tomorrow. Let's talk about that.
Yes, Pastor, I hear you go all out.
He does. It's huge for the town. People come from all over to shop the festival. There's gifts and decorations, and the best hot chocolate you will ever have. It was on the Food Channel.
And put Everly on the map. The festival goes all the way until Christmas. There are concerts, crafts, and a tree lighting ceremony.
Oh, I've been to the tree lighting ceremony at Rockefeller.
Oh, they got nothing on us. And it all culminates with my dad officiating the most beautiful Christmas Eve service. I can't wait to show you his church. It's been there since the 1800s. It's my favorite place.
Well, then, it's a good thing you came this year, Jason.
Yeah. The inspector said it's beyond repair. So we have to do the remodel, start in January.
What is it?
Celeste shakes her head.
I always thought I'd get married in that church.
Well, you still can, sweetheart. It's still going to be the same church.
It won't look the same.
Mark furrows his brow. Jason looks at Mark, then glances down. He turns and looks at Celeste. Jason pushes his chair aside and kneels beside Celeste.
Celeste Palmer? Will you?
Yes.
Okay, well, let me get it out first. I was trying to ask if...
Get married in my father's church this Christmas Eve?
Yes.
Well, go ahead, ask me.
Celeste, will you?
Yes.
Judith beams at Celeste.
Oh, okay, I hadn't planned for this.
Oh, this is so romantic.
Judith takes off her ring.
Use mine.
Thanks, Judith.
Jason slides Judith's ring onto Celeste's finger.
Yes?
Yes.
Wow, this is so fast. Like, wow, fast. This month, a Christmas wedding? I mean, those are never as magical as you might think.
Well, I think it sounds amazing.
Does it? Does it?
Well, it's more amazing than our wedding at City Hall.
Pastor Mark, Mayor Palmer, I do want to apologize for not speaking to you first, but I can see how much this matters to Celeste. And I know I want to spend the rest of my life with her.
Oh, you. Oh! You are family now.
So come help me in the kitchen.
Okay.
We need to celebrate.
Mark leaves the table. Celeste turns and notices he is gone. Later, Celeste approaches Mark as he stares at a Christmas tree.
You didn't decorate the tree.
Of course not. That's our thing.
Jason's a really great dad. You're gonna love him. And I know I could have handled all this better. It's just, I wasn't expecting him to propose.
Not yet. Star goes on last.
And why is that, Dad?
Because
it's the star.
I know. I say it every year because it's true.
And when you do, that's how I know it's the beginning of Christmas.
It's just not like you to rush into something so fast. Normally you have lists with pros and cons.
I know, it's weird for me, but there are no cons. I just want to be with him, and I really want to get married in our church. The one where I grew up, and most of all, I want you to marry us in it.
Of course.
Mark smiles. Celeste hugs him.
I missed you, Dad. And don't worry, none of this is going to mess with our Palmer family holiday. That big city boy's gonna have to keep up with our Christmas country cheer.
Now, speaking of cheer, how about a toast? Who could that be?
Oh, you know what? No need to answer that.
Merry Christmas, Dean.
Hi, Dean.
Hey, Celeste.
Dean holds a bouquet of flowers.
I think I missed something.
Oh, Jason, this is Dean.
Hi.
Dean, this is Jason, my fiancé.
I think I'm all caught up now. Well, congratulations to both of you. And these are welcome home flowers for everyone.
Oh, I'll take this. Oh.
Judith takes the bouquet from Dean. Judith looks at Mark.
So, now that we're engaged, you're going to introduce me to all your exes?
Yeah, I think my dad might not be over the breakup.
Oh, it's funny. I thought it was the guy who showed up with flowers.
Oh, flowers. Harvey should do the arrangements for the wedding. I'm thinking, like, calla lilies and snowdrops. They'll help keep the whole event Christmas classy. Like, subtle, but warm.
I love that we can talk about this
now. Oh, and there's Garofinos. They make the best prime rib. And down the hill from them is the Everly Shore Club, where we spend every summer by the water. And my dad and I love that place. Oh, and then there's the jeweler.
The jeweler, right.
We could go tomorrow and pick out a ring together so I can give my mom back this one.
I love that idea.
Oh, this is fun.
You know, I think we just found our wedding planner.
Well, of course it's going to be me. Who else would dare plan a wedding in 3 weeks? And plus, I kind of know us. We have great taste.
Jason and Celeste stroll through town.
I really get why you love this place. You know, every Christmas Eve, my family would stay up until midnight to open presents. But this one year when I was 8, a snowstorm came in and just knocked out the power. So that Christmas, we exchanged gifts by candlelight. It was my favorite Christmas memory. Until now, standing here with you.
Celeste wraps her arms around Jason's neck and kisses him.
Don't you think this is all happening too fast?
I was a little thrown, but you can really see they're in love by the way they look at one another. You always say that you can tell if a couple is meant to be together by the way they tell the story of how they met. Yeah, I know exactly what you were doing when you asked that question.
So what?
So they nailed it, and you know it.
3 months? We cannot let her make this big of a mistake.
We just have to support her. She wouldn't listen to us anyway.
Judith and Mark sit in bed.
She might listen to her pastor.
I don't like the way you just said that.
Oh, I'll officiate the wedding, but I can't change the rules just because she's my daughter. They're going to have to survive my marriage boot camp just like every other couple that I've worked with. And if it turns out that they're not right for each other, then I won't marry them.
Mark gets under the blanket.
And I really don't like the way you said any of that.
Tis the season to be jolly. Fa-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. Don we now our pale peril. Fa-la-la-la-la-la. Troll the ancient Yuletide carol. La-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Oh, okay, so I'm clearly doing your hair for the wedding.
Oh, Tracy, thank goodness. I wasn't sure since you're on maternity leave if you can.
Oh, I can. Even if I go into labor the morning of the wedding, I will be there crunching ice chips and braiding your hair.
Well, look, if there's going to be another person in that delivery room, she's going to have to become a certified doula. I got a buddy named Doug. He happens to be a certified doula. I'll hook you up, Celeste. I got you.
You don't know a doula named Doug.
Thank you. Thank you. That made me feel very alive.
Hey, Tim, that's your cue.
Yeah, okay.
Tim gets on a stage.
Hey, don't forget the lisp!
You got it, babe.
Here goes nothing.
He lost a bet, so now he has to sing a Christmas song of my choosing.
What was the bet?
How many baby carrots are in the bag? We bet on all kinds of stupid stuff now. And the loser has to do something embarrassing. It's how we keep things fresh.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus.
Yep, that's my husband. And that business casual muffin is gonna be your husband, huh?
Aw, look at him. He's trying to fit in.
I knew you two were gonna get engaged. I just didn't think it would be 5 hours after you hung up on me.
Jason is just so spontaneous, and when we do anything together,
Celeste shrugs.
Feels like the right thing to do.
Wow. I've never seen you be this decisive about anything. Let's try something. Ketchup or mustard?
Oh, depends on what we're having.
Dogs or cats?
Aw, they're both so cuddly.
Okay, the Celeste I know and love is still in there. I guess your sudden decisive nature only applies to that sponge cake in a soup.
Okay, I'm gonna need you to stop calling Jason baked goods.
I know, I'm sorry. I'm pregnant, all I think about is pastries. You're basically a toddler cupcake to me.
Jason plays darts.
Yes. Oh, see that? It was a good game.
Jason offers his hand to his pouting opponent.
Celeste, great to have you back. We are all so proud of your success as a New York fashionista.
Oh, it was a temporary position.
All that guy takes starts seriously.
Oh, Jason, this is Miss Wadowski, my middle school gym teacher. This is Jason, my fiance.
Hello, Jason. What amazing news. Weddings are truly a blessing.
Miss Wadowski stares.
So, how bad did Withers beat you?
What? No, I crushed that old man.
But I told you to lose.
Were you serious about that?
This is gonna be a whole thing.
Miss Wadowski walks away.
Should I be worried about this?
And hippopotamus love me too!
Tim returns to the table.
Look, maybe the next time I lose a bet, you come up with something for me to do that's actually embarrassing, because that was fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's my dad. We have to be at the church at 7 a.m. sharp tomorrow to start our marriage boot camp.
What's marriage boot camp?
Tim, will you explain marriage boot camp to this man?
I got it. It's intense. It's counseling exercises. So many exercises, all to prove to Pastor Mark that you two are meant to be together. It's the only way he'll marry you.
Okay, how does the pastor determine who's right for each other?
Oh, he has an elaborate scoring system.
Yeah, and we actually have the highest score in boot camp history.
Don't let them scare you.
Scared? Mr. Hippopotamuffus? No, we'll destroy their boot camp record.
All right, then what say you to a little wager between gentlemen? Loser has to do whatever embarrassing thing the winner tells them to.
Okay, Jason, love the confidence, but Tim and Tracy met in kindergarten.
You're on. Come on. How hard can boot camp really be?
The couple clink their glasses.
This is going to be the hardest 3 weeks of your life. The only way to ensure a strong union is to build it on a strong foundation. And I only have 20 days to prepare you for marriage, which is not a lot of time.
How long is this normally?
Please be respectful. Mm-hmm. Now, if I can have you both up here at the altar, Celeste here, Jason, I'd like you to stand where you're going to be on the day of your wedding. Now, every good relationship requires three things.
Mark looks at Celeste.
Eye contact, honesty, and togetherness. Now, I'd like you both to join hands, look into each other's eyes, and take a deep breath. And at the same time, admit something you've never shared with one another.
Celeste glances upward.
I
really don't like cheesecake.
You both need to dig a lot deeper. Wait,
you love cheesecake. We order it all the time. I made you one.
Was that our score? What did we get?
You'll find out your total score at the end of boot camp. Now, on to the $1 million question, Christmas edition. You have $1 million to spend on your partner's Christmas present.
Ooh.
You can afford the perfect gift. So, Celeste, what would you get for Jason?
He likes baseball. A baseball.
Think bigger.
Baseball team.
Too big?
Season tickets for life.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, Jason, what would you get for Celeste?
Her own fashion house.
Celeste pauses.
Oh, I love that too.
Celeste, do you actually love it?
Well, I get why he chose that. But it makes me feel like you don't think I can do it myself.
Okay, let's stop there. Clearly, the two of you don't know each other as well as you thought, which might make our next challenge difficult. So, for our final task of the day, you'll build your dream gingerbread house. Discuss everything. This is your ideal home, so every detail needs to be agreed upon. But here's the catch. You only have so many pieces of gingerbread. Leave you to it.
Okay, so what style of house should we have? I'm thinking a Tudor.
Really? You're a Tudor person?
What's a Tudor person? And why? Does it bother you if I am one?
It doesn't. I just didn't think you would be one of those people.
No. See, a kitchen table is something we're going to use every day. We need
yeah,
to be stable.
Yeah, I agree.
We can't use the licorice. We got to use something flat.
Yeah, but like, the graham cracker.
Just use another
ugly.
Graham cracker.
We don't want
that's
a
right.
brown
Throw
one.
That on there, then maybe
hey!
Like a nice oh.
On it or something. What are you doing here?
Just how every woman longs to be greeted by their husband.
You look lovely.
Better.
I just overheard our daughter and her fiancé arguing over a gumdrop ottoman. They're already on the dream house. That is not a week one exercise. You are setting them up to fail.
No, I bumped it up because I'm setting them up for the real world. It's not all gumdrop ottomans out there, Judith.
Wait, we've run out of rooms and we haven't built my home studio.
Oh, wait, I gave up my man cave and now you want a home studio?
My dad was right. Maybe we don't know each other at all. There is so much we haven't talked about.
I'm just worried about where baby number two is going to sleep. You want two babies, right?
Of course I do.
See? We haven't talked about that, and I know you want two babies.
Celeste smiles warmly at Jason.
You don't even know where this house is. It's easily over $1 million in gingerbread square footage. It would never fit in the city.
Yeah. No, I thought I wanted to stay in New York, but now that I'm home, I don't know.
Well, we don't have to decide now. I can work from anywhere. So, wherever you want to live, that's where I want to be.
Oh, you know what? We can build the kids' bunk beds.
Oh, then that room can be your studio.
And this right here is your new fruit leather. Flat screen TV.
That's a good brand, but why is it in your studio?
At night it'll be a man cave.
Celeste and Jason smile at their gingerbread house.
You know, I ordered cheesecake because you love it.
And I overreacted when you spent $1 million buying me a fashion house. I know you believe in me.
So, how's it going?
All done? It's perfect.
Thanks, Dad. This really helped.
So, no major disagreements over the house?
Oh, no. There were plenty. Apparently, I have very strong opinions on candy cane kitchen tables. But we realize that we agree on all the things that actually matter. We'll see you later for hot chocolate.
Jason and Celeste leave.
Oh, this church really is beautiful.
Mark turns and looks at the gingerbread house.
Elf, stop fidgeting with your stockings. Santa's helper, I need to fix your hat. And you're all going to have to calm down if you want your costumes ready in time for Santa's village. Celeste!
Hi! I missed you.
Oh, come on. I doubt you were thinking of this all broad while working in a chic fashion house.
No, I thought of you every day. You're the one who got me that job.
You got it yourself. You're so talented. Now, I heard a rumor about you, but I'm sure it can't be true, because you would have told me face to face. Look at that rock!
Oh, you don't have to tell her. She walked into a tree on the way here.
And it didn't even hurt. That's how good this ring is.
Oh, congratulations, sweetie.
Thanks. Oh. So, I'm going to need a wedding dress, and I thought I would get married in one of yours.
Oh, sorry. I don't have much right now. Darn arthritis has been acting up. Look, check out back. I just need to finish up with this rowdy lot.
Okay, children, green chairs. Now, sit.
Children in elf costumes sit on a row of chairs.
How did you do that?
Well, I am the mayor.
Any excuse. Let's go,
what?
Mom.
Hey, Withers.
Withers scowls and delivers a package.
I didn't order this.
Mom, I don't think the one you picked is a wedding dress.
Well, I mean, it's...
Oh,
There's definitely a lot more proof than there was on the rack.
Celeste wears a sky blue tulle dress.
Mom, you don't think I'm being too impulsive, do you?
Judith puts her hands on Celeste's shoulders.
Just because it happened quickly doesn't mean that it's a mistake. When I first met your dad, I knew I wanted to marry him. I knew it right away. Even if it was going to be at City Hall.
And I know Dad's trying, but I can tell he's not fully on board. But if he just gives Jason a chance, he'll see what I see.
Yeah, but PST.
Pastor Standard Time is the slowest time there is.
The slowest.
Honey, please don't get married in a snow princess costume.
She picked it out.
Guilty. That makes sense. Sorry, I told you there isn't much to choose from. But Celeste, maybe we could design your wedding dress together.
I love that. I have so many ideas. It'll be like old times.
Yes.
I got your mail.
Ah, I got your fruitcake.
Oh. What on earth are you wearing?
I'm a snow princess.
Sure. So, Michelle,
Mailman Withers lost at darts again, and he's completely depressed about it.
Oh, no. That means the mail will be messed up for who knows how long.
I thought everyone knew not to beat him. Who did this?
Tracy looks at Celeste.
It was Jason. I told him not to win, but to be fair, who would think that beating the mailman at darts would ruin everyone's mail?
Tracy looks at Michelle.
That's the guy who's marrying Celeste and messed up the mail.
Jason Arlington from New York. He messed up the mail.
Okay, that's enough.
I'm sorry? Wait, I'm so confused. How did I mess up the mail?
You beat Withers at darts.
How are those two things related?
Look, you're really making a name for yourself here. I also heard you bombed the million-dollar gift question. Oh, it's small town. Word travels fast. And Tracy, I got a spreadsheet set up of all the embarrassing things you're gonna have to do when you lose the bet.
Jason smiles.
You make these?
Yeah. Yeah, when I have downtime at the hardware store, I carve all these.
It's impressive.
It's not as impressive as that jacket. Hey, you think you're better than me? Just messing with you, man. I'm messing. It's a beautiful coat.
Thanks.
Yeah.
These ornaments are really great.
Yeah.
But, do you mind if I give you a little marketing advice?
Go ahead, give me what you got.
Well, you see, the ornaments are arranged wrong. The Santas should be out in front,
right,
greeting people with their smiles. And this sign, homemade ornaments, makes it sound like a kid's lemonade stand.
Harsh.
It should say handcrafted.
Right.
And try some cross-promotion. Handcrafted ornaments by Cooper's Hardware.
Okay.
This one, please. It's really cute.
Great. Santa up front.
Show him.
Celeste wiggles her ring finger.
Look how sparkly that ring is.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't mine that sparkly?
We don't have sparkle money, honey.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you put the Santas out front. I like it.
Yeah, completely my idea. Totally my brain.
You're the best. Photographer? Check.
I'm impressed. I guess we're not taking no for an answer.
Wow.
And look at this ring. Looks beautiful on you.
I have to force myself not to look at it when I'm near traffic. So, I'm sorry. I heard you may be catching some heat for...
single-handedly ruining the Everly Postal Service with my dart skills?
Mm. Yes, I've heard.
We may need to do some damage control. Oh, here they come!
Hey.
Look, Dad, we got the ring.
Isn't it gorgeous?
It's, very big.
Oh, shall we?
Yes.
Okay. Absolutely. Four hot chocolates, please.
I'll get it.
No, please, follow me.
No, you just bought that big ring, and besides, it's tradition, I always pay.
Thank you.
Boys, I got it.
Christmas doesn't really start until you've had your first sip of hot chocolate. And you're gonna love it.
Jason takes a sip of hot chocolate.
Well?
It's nice.
You don't like it.
Really?
It's... okay, I don't want to cheesecake you again. It's just a little rich. And I'm more of a cappuccino person.
You don't like the hot chocolate. Well, good for you. I just want my mail.
Wait, what happened with the mail?
Jason and Celeste look away from Mark. The sun shines on the town. A small red mailbox reads, North Pole. Dean drives a golf cart and parks outside the church.
That should about do it.
Thank you. So, are you sure you're all right helping out with this particular boot camp?
Yeah, it's my job. And I just want to see Celeste happy.
You're going to make a great pastor someday.
Thanks. That means a lot. So, we're 2 days away from lighting the tree. You think we can go over a few things on the list?
Sure.
Cool.
Oh, by the way, I had the caboose on the Christmas train replaced.
All right, I'll check that one off. Also, you might want to check the water damage over the first few pews. Looks like that leak might be back.
Right. I'll make a call. But first, it's time for snowman slalom.
Celeste sits at the wheel of the golf cart.
Communication is everything in a relationship. It's not just about how you talk to your partner. It's about talking to your partner in a way that they understand. Because every person has their own preferred method of communicating, even if it's hard to see. Celeste, we put this on?
Mark hands Celeste a blindfold.
Isn't that dangerous?
Well, it's only as dangerous as you and your partner make it. Jason, you will be Celeste's eyes. You will tell her how to navigate the obstacle course without hitting any of the snowmen. The better you communicate, the faster your time.
Huh.
Yes, that's right. You will be timed. So, For every snowman that you knock over, you are going to be penalized an extra 20 seconds. You will go again and again until you cross the finish line in 2 minutes or less. Now, if you knock over all of the snowmen, you fail this exercise. Yes, Jason?
Do you have another jacket I could borrow? I just didn't think we'd be doing this today.
Check the lost and found.
Jason wears a multicolored jacket.
Ready?
Jason holds onto the cart.
Mm-hmm.
Go!
Celeste drives, and the cart lurches forward.
Oh, wow. Then you have to go a little bit faster.
Wait, what was that?
Only a rock, you're okay. Just relax.
I don't like being told to relax.
I can tell. Whoa, watch out. Watch out!
You are the eyes. You are the eyes.
Whoa, left. The eyes are saying left. Whoa.
Wait, did I hit something?
No, don't worry, you're crushing it.
Wait, crushing what?
Right. Right. Straighten out. There you go.
6 minutes and 20 seconds. Try again.
Nice. Right. Where are you? No. Whoa, slow down!
Celeste crashes into a snowbank.
My bad. I should have listened to you.
And go.
Go to the right. And start going left. Nice. Now the third snowman is coming up.
Could you set the stage more?
Oh, yeah. It's about 6 feet forward and 2 feet to the right.
Okay, that's great. Say more things with feet in them.
Celeste hits a snowman.
Whoa! Oh, okay. That one was on me.
Go!
Nice. All right. You're just passing the first snowman. Slight left. You got the second snowman around 1 o'clock. We're approaching the third snowman. You make a left. Sharper left. We're just skimming past the last snowman. Straighten out. Right. Hit the gas! Woo!
Mark stops his timer.
1 minute and 14 seconds.
Yes!
Take that, Tim and Tracy! I have designed a satin A-line gown with an embellished waistline.
Have you thought about jewelry?
Yes, understated, with a hint of the holidays. I made this pair of silver sleigh bell earrings.
Ooh, you'll sleigh all day.
I'll pick another pair.
Michelle laughs.
Celeste, I know I mentioned my arthritis the last time.
I can sew the dress.
Oh, no, it's not that. Would you consider taking over this store?
Celeste stares at Michelle.
I understand if you're heading back to the city. You've just started your career out there, and...
Oh, but I haven't. And I have no prospects. I sent out a million resumes. Nothing happened. I never got to show Marina Gala Valley my book. Now, Jason and I could stay in the city, keep chasing that life, but... With this offer...
Celeste glances downward.
Well, maybe we could build a life here.
Celeste looks at herself in a mirror.
Well, to fully understand the weight of a real commitment, you have to put in the time.
Well, I've been in enough relationships to know that I want to put in that time with Celeste.
And how many relationships have you been in?
Oh, not that many. Just enough to know, you know?
No, I don't know.
Jason furrows his brow as he sits in a church pew behind Mark.
Pastor, I think we got off on the wrong foot. We're going to be family.
Family is something you build. It takes work. And if you want to be a part of that, then you need to realize Celeste had a whole life before you arrived in Everly. People have expectations, relationships. She can't just let those go because she's engaged to a guy she just met.
Jason nods solemnly and looks down. Later, he walks outside the church.
I feel so bad for him.
What?
He just looks so cool.
Jason watches Celeste talk to Dean.
Yeah.
Jason frowns. A sailboat floats in the water near a dock.
This must be the fastest baton in the whole world, Daddy.
Mark smiles. Celeste walks toward him.
Jason thinks it's weird I won't call it a toboggan.
Well, you renamed it, so it's a toboggan.
And turns out he has a work call, so Jason won't be joining us.
Oh, that's too bad.
Mark carries a pair of skis.
Oh,
Oh, look at all this fresh powder.
You're sure in a good mood.
Well, I love skiing with my two best gals. Oh, and after this, let's go finish decorating the Christmas tree.
He's so excited.
Welcome to your father at Christmas.
Hey, Jason.
I didn't want to miss out on this Palmer family tradition.
Oh, good. We've got room.
Oh, you're going to love it. Look, Dad, Jason's here.
Mark forces a smile.
I moved my call. Well, we only have three sets of poles.
Oh, that's okay. I'm fairly agile.
Well, it's really difficult if you can't lock your boots in.
Faster, I'll be fine.
Judith, Celeste, and Mark step into a long pair of skis. Judith grins as she stands up. Celeste stands behind her, followed by Mark. Jason hangs onto Mark's shoulders at the back.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, Pastor Mark.
Hi.
So, the lights for the tree are coming in.
What? We don't have Christmas lights?
Look, I called the company and claimed they haven't been made.
What? Okay, I'll take care of it. Thanks.
Yeah, no worries.
Meanwhile, Celeste takes cookies out of the oven.
Now this smells like Christmas.
Oh my, how did you... When did you...
This is Chef Fernando's recipe, you know him. He makes that hot chocolate you hate.
Right. Hey, can we change the subject to something a little bit more awkward? Does your dad like me?
Yeah. No, he's just not great with change. We got a new couch once, and it took him months to sit on it. Now, it's his favorite spot. He's got his own dad-shaped dent.
Okay.
Hey, sorry, but your dad had a Christmas light emergency, so he had to cancel out on the cookie party.
Dad never misses the cookie party.
Judith shrugs.
Should we give Dad more time? Slow down and just get married in the renovated church next year?
You want to know why I got married at City Hall? My parents weren't exactly thrilled with me marrying your father, and I let their feelings shade everything about our wedding. Instead of doing what I wanted to do. Celeste, don't let someone else stand in the way of your special day.
Judith smiles at Celeste.
And you too, Jason, because you will also be there.
Why have you never told me this?
Well, because your grandparents ended up loving your father, and Jason the pastor will too. So, buck up, you two, because we're having a wedding, whether you like it or not.
Jason smiles at Celeste.
Yeah, Ryan, I am in a real bind here. I ordered a lot of Christmas lights. I had them on hold, and I was supposed to pay for them over a week ago, and I completely forgot. I've been a little distracted. My daughter is marrying a guy she's been dating for 3 months, and thank you, Ryan. That's what I said. It's way too fast. So, do you think you can help me out? I need the lights for a ceremony tomorrow, and they're... What, they're rented? Well, I mean, don't you think somebody should have called me before they lifted the hold? Oh, where am I going to find 3 miles of Christmas lights now? I mean, I've got 24 hours, Ryan. No, I understand. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Mark hangs up the phone. He looks at an undecorated tree and walks away. Miss Wadowski watches him, then smiles as she looks at the tree. She raises her eyebrows and nods.
It's Celeste's big day, and she works in fashion.
Okay, I get it. Look, I can be sophisticated, cosmopolitan, insert whatever other fancy women's magazine words here, which is why I'm going to need to borrow that jacket for the wedding.
Oh,
Just joking with you, man. I wouldn't risk ruining said bespoke jacket.
Probably got it from his jacket guy.
I did. I did get it from my jacket guy.
Tracy.
Yep.
Celeste's fiancé, who ruined the mail and hates hot chocolate.
Did you hear about the Christmas tree? No lights.
Oh. None. The pastor forgot. Now keep this between us.
Yeah.
Oh, Gerald. Did you hear about the Christmas tree?
So, this is a problem?
Yeah, it could be. Community really looks forward to the festival and the tree lighting. Brings in a lot of money for church and town, so...
Pastor has never let us down before. I have faith.
Jason nods.
Oh, Tracy and I figured out what you're going to have to do when you lose the bet. It's going to be at your wedding. It'll be humiliating. You'll love it.
Oh, what? My jacket.
This is for insulting my dad's hot chocolate.
A kid throws a snowball.
It's Fernando Jr. and his goons.
Did we make a run for it?
No. We got to stay and fight.
No, not me. I want a donut.
Oh, hold on.
Good idea.
Do you mind? Take that. Okay, I'm ready.
Tim and Jason brace themselves. Renando Jr. and his friends chase them.
Oh, Michelle. That's when I knew Jason was the one. He's thoughtful, but also confident. Would never back down from a tough situation.
Outside a window behind Celeste, the kids chase the two men. A Santa statue stands outside a bakery.
The ceremony's tonight. I mean, believe me, I have called everywhere. What am I supposed to do? Drive from store to store collecting twinkle lights? Thank you. Merry Christmas.
It's an actual Christmas miracle.
Judith grins.
How did you?
It wasn't me.
See, I told you it would all work out.
Jason called his light guy.
Miss Wadowski gives Jason a thumbs up.
You know, you should have told me you called your light guy. I mean, I nearly wasted an entire day looking for lights.
Hey, Mark, you're being rude.
Yeah, Dad, he was just trying to help.
Mark walks away.
I don't need his help.
Celeste and Jason frown as they watch Mark leave. In a flashback, 6-year-old Celeste passes Mark a Santa ornament for the tree. In the present day, Mark looks down at the same ornament in his hand. Celeste approaches Mark.
I know I've been busy with the wedding, but that doesn't mean I haven't wanted to finish decorating the tree with you.
Mark holds up the ornament.
Aw, Santa.
Yeah, it's my favorite ornament. It's the first thing you bought with your own money. You wanted to get something the whole family could enjoy.
Look, I know this holiday, my coming home, it's not what you had in mind. And I know there have been a lot of changes this year, but I'm still the same girl who bought that ornament.
Yeah, it's just a lot for me to take in all at once. I mean, you remember the new couch.
Mm-hmm. I love Jason, and I really want to marry him. And whether it's a month after dating or a year, it's always going to be a little scary. And I really need my dad right now.
I'm sorry. I was a little harsh with Jason back there.
Had nothing to do with him.
Well, it had something to do with him. But look, if you love Jason, I should give him a chance. Yeah, probably need to go find him and apologize.
Thank you. You need to. But first, let's finish decorating the tree.
Deal.
Oh, I love this one. What do you think? Where should this go?
Right there.
Thank you everyone for coming, and thank you to Pastor Mark and his church for organizing such a wonderful event. I know that this tradition has just been so important to all of us.
It's very Wadowski near just smiled at you. She never smiles. Yes.
Are you ready? Yes.
Count with me.
Five,
four, three, two, one.
Merry Christmas, Everly!
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! Well, that was so good.
Hey, Jason. Aww.
And the
Let's
tree
talk.
Looks amazing.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Mark signals to Jason to follow him. Judith and Celeste watch Jason follow Mark. Judith puts her arm around Celeste. Mark sits at a bar. Jason delicately folds his coat.
So, Jason, look, I need to apologize. I'm sorry about the lights and not giving you a fair chance.
Hey, no need to apologize. I know it's kind of a unique situation.
Hello? I will have the holiday special. No alcohol.
You got a pastor? One plain eggnog?
Whatever you want.
A virgin eggnog as well?
Wise choice.
I don't get it. It's so thick, almost too chocolatey.
Wait, shh, you gotta keep it down. We're in public. Now look, I gotta confess something.
Oh, hold on. A pastor wants to confess to me?
Yes, I'm aware of the irony. What I'm about to tell you, it's serious.
Jason leans toward Mark.
I hate the hot chocolate. It's just so rich.
That's what I said.
Exactly. Okay, look, but this is between us. Hmm?
Yeah.
Jason and Mark clink their eggnog glasses. Withers plays darts. Withers shakes hands with Mark, who frowns.
Don't take it too hard. Good game, Withers. Good game.
Mark walks back toward Jason and smiles.
That's how you get your mail back. Okay, another round of nogs. Extra peppermint sticks. Oh boy, am I gonna feel this in the morning. So I gotta ask you, do you really have a light guy?
Well, yes and no. My guys are really just my close friends. We all help each other out, share our connections. It's our running joke. It's fun, you know? They're my guys, I'm one of their guys. And they mean a lot to me.
Mark nods.
You may have noticed I'm a little protective of this jacket. I got it from my guy, my best friend growing up. Huh. He got sick a couple years ago, it was his.
Two eggnogs, extra peppermint sticks. I'm cutting you off after this one, Pastor.
Okay.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Mark and Jason clink their glasses and drink their eggnogs. Jason leans back and looks around.
Christmas in Everly is amazing.
Yeah, it sure is. So, what do you normally do for the holidays?
I spend it with family in the city. We've seen the Rockettes a lot. You've seen the Rockettes.
No.
I gotta take you next year. That is, if you can get away. Radio City is right by my apartment. Or, who knows, maybe we'll get a bigger place before then. Either way, I'm taking you to the Rockettes.
Jason pats Mark's shoulder.
Anyway, you know what they say. You don't buy eggnog, you rent it. Excuse me.
Jason taps Mark's shoulder as he steps away from the bar. Mark has a sad expression on his face as he watches Jason and sits and holds his eggnog.
And we can do them in all white, a monochromatic theme.
Okay, now I love it. What do you think, Harvey? Can we make all that happen? I know we're a little short on time.
Oh, no, time is not the issue. The snowdrops. Let me make some calls.
Oh, you still look a little tired.
Yeah.
How many nogs deep did you guys go?
We got cut off.
Oh, so it went well.
Let's just say I'm the new couch.
That's great. I told you he liked you.
So when you see your new best friend, can you remind him to get the paperwork in for the Christmas fireworks?
So, bad news on the snowdrop front. I can't get them in time for the wedding. I've checked neighboring towns. Nobody has any this close to Christmas.
Have you tried neighboring states?
No. How about paperweights?
Why would she need paperweights?
I think you said paperweights.
They're a very delicate
flower. Hi! Sorry for the rush. I have a wedding in 10 days. And yes, I know it's a little fast, but all I need are snowdrops, as many as you can get. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I understand they're spoken for, but perhaps you could call them and see if they consider paperweights instead. You would? Oh, thank you so much. Of course, I'll hold.
Judith, Jason, and Harvey raise their eyebrows and watch Celeste as she holds her phone to her ear.
You're on a roll.
I know, I'm like a wheeler and dealer.
I have never seen you so assertive.
They will? Oh, thanks, you're the best. Now, can you have them delivered to Harvey's flowers in Everly? He'll call you with the details. Merry Christmas. It's Sunrise Flowers in Saddle Creek. Thanks, Harvey.
Well, you obviously have everything under control, and I need to go do some mayor things. So just remember, the bouquet would have been a disaster without me.
That was pretty impressive.
I know. It's like wedding planner me is a different person. No time to think, no indecision. I want something. I go for it. I should be harnessing this kind of energy for my career.
Yes, you should.
Celeste purses her lips.
Why don't you go look at vases? I have to go send an email.
Jason nods and smiles as Celeste leaves Harvey's flower shop.
Celeste is definitely moving to New York for good.
Well, I'm sorry, but just let it play out naturally. You could be jumping to conclusions. Oh, and I meant to tell you that brown water stain in the ceiling is growing. And I can tell you're too distraught to listen to me.
What's that?
Right. I'll deliver these toys. What's on the boot camp agenda?
Supposed to be a fun one, but I am not in the mood for a fun one.
Dean carries a box of presents.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Pastor Mark.
You're early.
Mark walks away, frowning.
I thought you said things went well last night.
It did. Maybe it's just I'm over. You know, from all that non-alcoholic eggnog. Mm-hmm.
Okay, take a deep breath and admit something you've never said out loud before.
I once lost $500 at the track. Oh, no. I was entertaining clients. My wallet fell out of my pocket. It was embarrassing. I don't gamble.
Celeste?
I'm sorry, I just couldn't think of anything.
Oh, okay, you two are still afraid to admit hard truths to one another. Boot camp only gets more difficult from here, and I don't think you're going to be able to cut it unless you start opening up. The wedding is 10 days away. I'm going to need total commitment.
Celeste nods. Jason looks at Mark.
This next exercise is about dropping your ego and learning to be silly with your partner. Embarrassment is not only a part of marriage, it builds character. And as you've already guessed, you're going to be playing one of the most famous couples of all time.
Jason and Celeste are dressed as Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Well, this is embarrassing.
At least it's nice to see how handsome you'll be when you turn 300. Or immortal? How old is Santa?
After you get your picture taken with Santa, we're going to get some hot chocolate.
Scrumdiddly-dumptious hot chocolate for all you little tots.
From British Mrs. Claus.
Celeste waves at kids as she walks toward Mark.
Mrs. Claus, I just want to make sure the hot chocolate isn't too hot for the little tots.
Jolly lukewarm, sir.
Cheerio.
Celeste carries a tray of hot chocolate.
And what would you like for Christmas, young man?
Celeste watches Jason and bumps into a woman.
Okay,
no,
hang tight, little buddy.
Sorry.
Mom?
Blimey, these are your parents?
Celeste stares open-mouthed at Jason's parents.
Again, I'm so, so sorry.
Oh, don't worry. We're family now.
I still can't believe you guys cut your trip short.
Well, you're getting married. We would have cut it shorter had we gotten your email sooner.
Jason's dad faces him.
Son, we need to talk about this wedding of yours.
Mark leans forward. Jason's mom grins.
We're just so delighted.
Okay, I'm going to go make some tea.
We had a whirlwind courtship as well. I mean, we met at a spiritual retreat, and 2 days later, we got married.
I'm fine.
Judith turns to Jason's parents.
So what were you doing overseas?
Oh, volunteering. Mm-hmm. Eastern Samar needs a lot of help building schools and infrastructure. In fact, the only internet cafe for miles was shut down until 2 days ago.
It turns out it was mice. It's a computer joke. Oh. Get it?
So when we finally did get your email, we hopped on the next flight.
But we are so sorry we couldn't come earlier to help with all the planning.
Oh, don't worry. Celeste has got it completely under control.
Oh, you two really are cute together.
Sally and I always joke that we might have taken the wrong child away from the hospital. Look at them.
Only a romantic would propose a Christmas Eve wedding.
Are you sure you're all right in there?
Yep, fine.
Jason and Celeste smile at Jason's parents.
Dad, why are we at the tavern?
Oh, no. Is this another boot camp thing?
Okay, there's our final contestants, everyone! Celeste and Jason, find your seats up front!
Let's play the nearly and newlywed game, Christmas Showdown!
Does this always happen during marriage boot camp?
Yes, but not in front of an audience.
Oh, good.
The first question is for my ladies! Please write down your partner's favorite Christmas dessert.
All right. And men, write your answers down in secret. And if you and your wife have the same answer, they both get a point.
Woo!
You think what I'm thinking.
All right, Jason and Celeste, let's see how you did. Turn over your boards. Yay!
They're on the board with not cheesecake. Well done. Robert and Sally, let's see your answers. And Robert and Sally get a point for whatever that says.
It's so good. We had it in India. Delicious.
Pastor Mark, Mayor Judith, let's see what you got.
Oh!
Red velvet cake?
Not like we've been married for almost 25 years or anything.
All right, folks, your next question is, what is your desert island Christmas song? Lots of good ones to choose from here, but for some reason, I just can't seem to think of one right now.
Jason? Ooh. Celeste, can you help me out?
All right! Yeah. Right on, that's a classic Jingle Bell Rock. Another point. Robert, Sally, you're up.
Robert, you wrote the one that goes ding, ding, a ding.
Ding, 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 ding.
And Sally, you wrote, oh, Santa Claus.
Oh, Santa Claus, oh, Santa Claus.
Not only did you both get it wrong, but neither one of those is a song.
Okay. Pastor Mark, Mayor Judith, this is your big chance to catch up. Show us what you got.
Well done.
Okay, this is it. This is the final question, which is good because my feet hurt.
Okay, folks, let's check in on the score. Robert and Sally, you are in last place with 2 points.
Oh, dear.
And surprise, the newcomers are tied with our stalwarts for first place. Wow. And hold on. If one of you get this answer right, we will have a winner right here.
Okay, ladies, the love of your life is making their own Christmas cards. What festive image is on the cover?
About it. Take your time. Oh. Yeah. You okay? Okay, Jason, Celeste, let's, you got him? Let's see your answer.
Celeste smiles at Jason.
Oh, put down Rudolph. It's so cute. All right, Judith and Mark, if you get this right, you're going to send us into a sudden death. Dun, dun, dun.
Right, yeah, we got an upset here, folks. We got an upset. Jason and Celeste are our newlywed game winners. Christmas showdown! I need to walk my very precious wife home, so I'll see you later. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Pastor Mark's boot camp sure helped.
Maybe we should do a boot camp.
Maybe we should go get some more of that great hot chocolate.
Oh, yum.
Celeste, Jason, before you go, I just want to remind you, only 7 days till the wedding, and you have one last boot camp task that's going to have a huge, huge impact on your final score. The two of you are going to plan a Christmas dinner for several disgruntled relatives.
That doesn't sound so bad.
The last couple that botched this never made it down the aisle.
I guess we'll go start planning.
Go plan away.
Mark smiles as Jason and Celeste walk away. Mark turns to face Judith.
What?
Judith raises her eyebrows, tightens her mouth, and walks past Mark. Mark watches her walk away. Mark follows Judith. On another day, the sun shines on the Palmer's house.
The roast.
Roasting in the oven? Dessert?
Chilling in the fridge. Here, try the Palmer family potatoes.
Celeste feeds Jason.
Those are amazing. But you know what would be great? Scallions.
Ooh, yes. Oh, ooh, and can I finally try your family's corn and chestnut pudding?
Jason feeds Celeste.
Savory puddings, where have you been all my life?
Jason checks his watch.
They're 3 hours early.
Mm-hmm. Remember? They're supposed to be annoying.
Okay. Last day of boot camp, 3 days to the wedding.
We've got this.
Jason nods.
Open the gates.
Celeste opens the door.
Oh, traffic was a nightmare.
Oh, you could have cleaned up. You knew we were coming. Here, put these on.
Okay. Fun.
Celeste and Jason hold sweaters.
This decor. Oh, so many brave color patterns and interesting choices.
Oh, hors d'oeuvres are on the coffee table.
Do you have vegan options? Because I just became vegan this afternoon.
We'll see what we have. Can I get anyone a drink?
Banana daiquiri.
I'll make that too.
Okay, and for you, Pastor?
I'll have a tab.
They don't make that anymore.
Could you find me one?
I don't think so.
So you're a quitter.
Jason furrows his brow as he holds everyone's coats.
When I brought them their drinks, they said they wanted more grandkids. Do we already have children in this exercise?
What? I mean, I can't hear you over that loud sweater you're wearing.
I'm so hot.
Sweaters are polyester furnaces.
Do you need help in there?
We have to heat them out of this kitchen.
Okay, I'm gonna go put on It's Wonderful Life. It's like catnip to old people.
Celeste answers her phone.
Hello? Yes, this is Celeste Palmer. Really? Yes, of course.
Celeste pauses.
Okay, I'll look out for the call. Thank you.
Okay, I put on It's a Wonderful Life, but they wish it was the colorized version? What?
Marina Gallivalli loved my portfolio. I took a chance and sent it directly to her. She's calling me within the hour to talk.
Do you think it's an offer?
I don't know. I'm not even sure if I want to go back to the city.
Me neither. I kind of love it here. But answer quickly. Would you take a job at Gallivalli?
Yes. It's like when I said yes to you, there was really only one option.
That's my girl.
Okay, but let's not tell anyone just yet.
Celeste, Jason's mother wants me to ask you about grandkids again. I just want a fizzy water.
Oh, late dinner. So you're getting all of us heartburn for Christmas?
It's 6 o'clock. Dad, Mom, we do have some roasted vegetables for you now that you're vegan.
Oh, that phase is over.
Okay, did you put scallions in the Palmer family potatoes?
Just for a little extra flavor.
So my potatoes are flavorless?
Oh, my glass is awfully cloudy.
Oh, here, have mine. No. Because you can't have it. I want the clean one. So bad at this.
Play classical. Oh, sorry, Celeste, it's your dinner party. You set the mood.
Okay, let me get you a new glass. Right, sure, let me just hook up my phone to the Bluetooth.
Jason, you're doing that all wrong. Let me.
Play Christmas music.
Oh, okay, this is bone dry. Do you have gravy?
I'll go get it.
Jason's parents frown.
Hey, you're taking this too far.
It's an act.
Well, it doesn't feel like acting.
Is that part of the bit?
I'm honestly not sure.
Okay, now that everyone has a new glass, I want to propose a toast. Mom, Dad, I just want to say how much I love our family and how excited I am that Jason, Sally, and Robert will be part of it from here on out. Cheers.
Cheers.
Everyone clinks their wine glasses and drinks.
Excuse me, I have to take this. Wedding dress, emergency. Hello, this is Celeste.
Yeah, I was right. This is Chewy.
Judith pats Mark.
Yes, I would be honored to work at Gallivalli. Thank you, Miss Gallivalli. Marina, thank you. Yes.
Celeste grins and nods.
I'll see you after the holidays.
Celeste clutches her phone to her chest and bounces up and down. Everyone faces Celeste. Jason holds up the Bluetooth speaker.
Okay, let me explain.
No need. You got the job and you're moving to New York for Jason.
I'm not.
No, he let it slip at the tavern.
What did you say?
All I said was we might get a bigger place in the city. If we did stay in New York, wasn't definitive.
Celeste shrugs.
So that's why you've been such a grump. Why didn't you talk to me about it?
Because you were having such a good time with the wedding and our guests. I didn't want to rain on your parade.
All you've been doing is raining on parades. You're even dropping the ball at work. I had to get Dean to file the permits for the fireworks.
You permitted with Dean behind my back?
Judith scoffs and turns away.
Celeste, I don't understand. If you're not moving to New York for Jason, then why not stay here in Everly and take Michelle up on her offer? You can run your own store.
How did you know about that?
You know this town, everyone talks. But if I were
you... No, that's the problem, Dad. It's my life. All of these choices are mine, and I want you to be a part of them, but you keep making it harder and harder. Where I live, who I marry are all important decisions, and I want you to help make them easier, but instead... You just keep making them about you.
Celeste picks up her coat.
Sweetheart.
Celeste, wait.
Sorry I ruined fake Christmas.
Celeste leaves the house. Judith leaves the room.
So cute.
Sally and Robert turn to each other. Jason puts on his coat and leaves the house. Mark furrows his brow as he watches Jason leave. Mark has a sad expression on his face as he stands alone. At the church, Dean hands off a box of presents.
Merry Christmas.
A person takes the box and leaves. Dean looks toward the front of the church. Celeste sits alone in a front pew. Dean sits down next to her. Celeste has a thoughtful expression. Dean slowly turns to look at Celeste.
Looking for some guidance?
Celeste starts to shake her head, then shrugs.
Got my dream job in New York.
Wow. Congratulations.
See? That's all I needed to hear.
This is about your dad, right?
Celeste raises her eyebrows.
Thinks I'm making a mistake. Thinks all I make are mistakes.
And now we're talking about Jason.
Yeah.
Dean nods.
You know, I've been watching Jason put in overtime, not just for your dad, but the entire town to like him. It's clearly not a mistake.
Celeste turns to face Dean and smiles at him.
You're good at this pastor thing. Just never run a marriage boot camp for your daughter.
Jason enters the church and sees Celeste hug Dean. Jason's smile fades and he walks away.
Jason.
Celeste walks down the church aisle. Heavy snow falls outside, and she looks around with a worried expression.
Jason?
Celeste's forehead creases as she looks around. At home, Mark and Judith sit side by side in front of a fire pit.
I was just trying to make sure.
Okay, just stop. Okay, you embarrassed me. Not only in front of our new family members, but in front of the entire town.
How?
When Jason surprised you with the lights on the tree, you acted like a child.
Oh, yeah. I was just...
No more excuses. Make it right.
Mark nods.
I will.
Dad? Well, you've been pushing Jason away ever since we arrived, and now, guess what? You finally got what you wanted.
Celeste stares at Mark, then shrugs.
He's gone.
Mark and Judith look at each other. Jason walks in the snow.
Tracy! Hey! 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 What's going on? You okay?
Oh, Jason! Oh, I'm in labor! Tim's not picking up his phone, and my keys fell down the grate.
Okay. We'll get those keys. Okay, let's get you up. Yeah?
Okay.
I'll be right back. Keep breathing.
Okay.
Tracy is bent over as she stands in the snow. Jason pulls a gold wire antler off a decorative reindeer.
We're gonna get these keys, all right?
Okay.
I see him.
Okay.
Jason feeds the wire down into the grate.
I got him. Here we go. Okay. And I got him.
You did it!
Yes, we did. Okay? Okay, now we're gonna get you to the hospital, all right?
Okay.
Grab onto me. Nice and easy.
Okay.
There you go.
Where is Tim?
I don't know. We're gonna find him.
You've just been so critical of Jason, right down to how much brown sugar he puts in his oatmeal. Like, let the man have his brown sugar. No, and we've been through boot camp hoop after boot camp hoop.
May I talk now? Celeste, you're right. You are right about all of it. When you left for New York, it was really difficult for me. And then when you had to give up your apartment, I know that's not what you wanted. But I thought that meant you were coming home. You were going to be here for good, which was completely unfair to you.
Okay.
Celeste looks down.
Say more things like that.
Mark nods.
When you and Jason arrived, I just felt like my expectations were slipping away, and I behaved really poorly. And I'm really sorry, honey. I am. You know, getting married and chasing your dreams, it's not always going to be easy. But I am so proud of you for but going after everything you want in this life. I just hope you still want me to be a part of it.
Celeste smiles at Mark. Celeste answers her phone.
Hi, Tim. What's up? She is? Wait, Jason did what? Yeah, I'll be at the hospital right away. Tracy's in labor.
Well, that's great news. Wait, listen, it's really snowing pretty heavy out. Let me take you.
Thank you.
Snow falls outside the hospital. Jason paces in a waiting area.
Jason, Dean was just, it's not
it's okay,
what you think.
It's okay, I don't care. I was worked up. Forget all about it. I trust you.
Celeste looks at Jason.
I love you so much.
Jason smiles and kisses Celeste.
It's a girl!
Congratulations!
Come meet her. Yeah.
Celeste and Jason follow Tim. Later, Jason stands with Mark, watching Tracy with the baby.
You know, the day Celeste was born was... it was one of the best days of my life. Watching her leave home for good will be one of the hardest things I've ever done. At least I know she has a really great partner.
Jason smiles at Mark.
That really means a lot, Pastor.
You know what?
Mark offers his hand.
Mark.
Jason smiles and pulls Mark into a hug.
Oh, okay.
Celeste smiles. Jason steps back and grins at Mark.
So, I have to ask, what's our boot camp score? Because I told Tim we'd beat their record. Mm.
Mark shrugs.
Oh, man, I apologize in advance for whatever I'm going to have to do at this wedding.
Celeste joins Mark and Jason in the hallway outside Tracy's room.
Oh.
Mark looks at his phone.
Hey, Dean. It's a little late. Everything going okay?
Mark frowns.
What?
Moonlight filters down through a large hole in the church's ceiling, surrounded by cracks. The snow gently falls into the church, illuminated by a ray of light. Dean and Jason look up at the hole.
How did this happen?
It's my fault. I never had that ceiling leak checked, and I kept saying I would. There's no way we can have a wedding in here now.
It's okay, Dad.
It's not. I know much you wanted to get married in here.
We can do it next year. This won't be ready in 3 days, but I'm sure the renovated church will look amazing.
Mark nods, then turns toward Celeste.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Celeste rests her head on Mark's shoulder. In the morning, the rising sun casts an orange glow on the water. Bright sunlight pours into Celeste's bedroom as she sleeps in her bed.
Hey. Good morning.
Jason holds two mugs and wears his reindeer onesie.
Merry Christmas.
Celeste takes a mug from Jason.
I like the way you see it. I just wish it was to Mrs. Arlington like we planned.
Jason nods.
Well, what if I told you there are a lot of presents for you?
Then what are we wasting time in here for?
Celeste walks downstairs.
Merry Christmas! We have a present for you, but it wouldn't fit under the tree, so grab your boots. We're going for a walk.
So I know I like to joke about my City Hall wedding, but even though it wasn't what I expected, and there were filing cabinets in the background of my wedding photos, it was still one of the happiest moments of my life. So, this might not be exactly as you planned.
And it's not on Christmas Eve.
Ta-da.
Celeste and Jason uncover their eyes.
The Shore Club?
This was your father's idea. He rallied the entire town. And, I finally got to plan an actual wedding.
Sally holds Judith's arm.
I think it'll be one you'll never forget. And... you too, Jason.
Celeste and Jason and their moms grin.
This is incredible.
Merry Christmas, sweetheart.
Merry Christmas, Dad.
Inside, chairs are arranged in semicircles facing each other beside a fireplace.
I guess I'm supposed to go this way?
That way.
That way.
Jason shakes his head.
This is it. The next time we see each other, you're going to be walking down the aisle.
Jason holds Celeste's hands as they face each other in the doorway.
I hope you never get tired of me. You know that will never happen.
And I could never get tired of you.
Feels great to have these conversations. Whoa, your dad is good.
Yeah, he is. Just don't tell him you said that.
We're gathered together in this beautiful place, surrounded by friends and loved ones, to celebrate the union between Celeste and Jason. Now, I only met Jason a few weeks ago, but in that time, I've learned that he is intelligent, caring, very good at darts. But most importantly, I've learned that he loves Celeste more than anything in the world, and that his love is unselfish and without expectation. I've already learned a lot from Jason, and he is going to make a great husband. But most surprising to me over these last few weeks is how much I've learned about my daughter. Not only does she know what she wants, but she's not afraid to go after it. And what Celeste wants more than anything is to be married to Jason. And I couldn't be happier. Now, for far too long, I never allowed myself the thought that my amazingly talented, slightly indecisive little girl would become the self-assured woman who would leave me and never look back. And I really never thought that I would be so proud of you for doing it.
Mark smiles at Celeste.
I love you.
I love you too.
Mark blinks and glances down. Celeste passes her bouquet to Judith and takes a ring from her. Jason reaches into his jacket pocket.
Jason, do you take Celeste to be your wife?
Jason smiles at Celeste.
I do.
Jason slides a ring onto Celeste's finger and tenderly holds her hand with both his hands.
Celeste, do you take Jason to be your husband?
Celeste nods.
I really do.
Celeste places a ring on Jason's finger and smiles at him.
I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may now kiss my daughter.
Mark grins and claps as Celeste places her hands on Jason's shoulders and kisses him. Everyone in the room stands and claps as the couple kiss. Jason and Celeste smile as they stand with their noses pressed together.
Hey, good to see you, Ron.
Hey.
People dance at the wedding.
Thanks for coming, guys.
There he is, the man of the hour.
Thank you again. I still can't believe how quickly you put this all together.
Well, it turns out that I have a wedding guy, a dance floor guy, a DJ guy.
Well, you can add me to that list. I'm your guy.
Done.
Someone wants to say hi.
Oh.
Congratulations!
Thanks. I wish you two could be here.
Oh, we do too, buddy. Especially since it's time for you to pay up on that bet you lost. Mm-hmm. You know what you have to do.
Jason looks at Mark.
Celeste, make sure you get a good angle.
Mm-hmm.
Celeste holds up her phone. Jason stands at the front of the room. Miss Widowski hits a gong.
Time to cut a rug. Widowski.
Well, you're married now, so you know what you have to do.
Of course. You taught me well.
Mark holds Celeste's phone. Jason starts to dance and does jazz hands, then an arm wave and a circle slide. Celeste joins him doing the robot.
Oh, hello.
I've been thinking about warm night, fireside, bright light, Christmas time, so raise your glass, cause here we are again. I've been thinking about next year, how I hope will be the best year, so let it snow, feel the Christmas spirit, spread good cheer all year.
Everyone dances.
So put me on your nice list, Santa grant me this wish. Underneath the mistletoe, with the lights down low, and with the first kiss, you can make my Christmas feel like a dream come true. Ooh, let me bring the joy, joy, joy to you.
End credits. Michelle Ferris, Thelma Farmer. Miss Widowski, Nora Sheehan. Mailman Withers, David Christoffel. Leanne McManus, Anne Marie Kerr. Harvey My Man, James D. Hopkin. Marina Gallivali, Genevieve Steele. Six-year-old Celeste, Faith Asprey. Copyright Hallmark Media Productions, LLC. Logos, Circle Blue Entertainment, Hallmark Media. This has been a Hallmark Media presentation.